Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to a book of the Bible that I would imagine is the least read of the books of the Bible. There may be some that may challenge that, but Ezekiel is a book that is full of very strange happenings, dreams. The Lord pictures him as carrying him by his hair to Jerusalem and to show him the temple and digging in the wall and seeing all the wickedness that was going on within the religious people that were there. And because of that, sometimes the book gets neglected, but it is a powerful book. It is a book where God uses a man who is in captivity to speak to his children. Even though they're in captivity, God has a message for them. He warns them before the captivity in the early chapters of Ezekiel. Then he's taken into captivity. Then he warns the children of Israel. He rebukes them. He encourages them. You can be delivered from this if you'll but trust in me. There is a phrase that appears over and over again, though, in chapters 5 and 6 that I just want to share with you. 5 times this phrase is used. And I want you to think about it in regard to our worship of the Lord today. Verse 13 of chapter 5. Thus shall mine anger be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them, and I will be comforted. And they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it in my zeal. Same in chapter 6, verse 7. And the slain shall fall in the midst of you, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 10. And they shall know that I am the Lord, and that I have not said in vain that I will do this evil unto them. Verse 13. Then shall they know that I am the Lord. And then finally, in the last verse of chapter 6, so will I stretch out my hand upon them and make the land desolate, yea, more desolate than the wilderness toward Diblath, in all their habitations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I want you to note that in all 5 times that this is shared, it's after judgment has come. And the question comes to mind, what is better, knowing the Lord or learning about Him and knowing Him after the judgment? We are watching before our eyes judgment unfold in this world. We are watching judgment because we have turned our backs upon God. God has left man to himself. And because of the decisions of leaders and the decisions of people, we are seeing horrible things happen. We're seeing terrible things take place. We're seeing not only the unfolding of violence in the earth, but also even the earth itself is shuddering because of the evil. Someone sent me a picture this week in Wyoming. A large hole has opened up, and they fear that it is a volcanic activity that may erupt there. And who would think of Wyoming as a place for that? But the earth is shuddering with the weight and the burden of man's sin. It is far better to know the Lord than to learn that He is the Lord after the judgment. And so as we've come together today to worship the Lord in our singing, in our time of prayer, and in the study of God's Word, I pray that that thought would penetrate our thoughts. It's better to know the Lord now than to learn of Him later after judgment. Who knows whether you'll survive that or not? And so what a reminder from the book of Ezekiel that we need to know the Lord.